this kiwi. You couldn't get this color if you had a purse or no genie. You know I keep that hip hop, man. Yeah, my first one was in tip top. My first one flip flop. I like the limit to the dish and the cat.
All right, welcome to another episode of The Scenario.
I was killing it.
We are back in our studios, the Midcoast Studios. The We Are Live.
Casa de la We Are Live in the building.
We are back here again. Shout out to all our listeners and for everyone supporting us and everything we've been doing. Told you we was going to be back with a video edition. We are back with our special guests.
Yes, indeed.
Very special
legend.
Yes.
This is not just a St. Louis legend. This is a full-on legend.
Well, thank you for giving me the respect that you should. You're not talking about me.
Yeah, no. You know, you pitched that one hitter though. Back
I threw
in,
a one hitter at Ledoux in 2000. They gonna respect me for that.
And they should.
Back when we had the jerseys, it didn't quite button up all the way.
Oh,
before Squad One gave us the good joints, the button ups.
Hold on, stop it. Here's the thing.
They said Nike on them. I don't think they came that way, but it had a Nike swoop because U City wasn't getting sponsored by Nike.
So you only had your button went up and then the top button didn't.
Well, the original gray joints. I think my daddy and them might have played in them in like 76.
You said Nelly and Kiwan and them played in them.
They might have had. Yeah, those was like a rite of passage jersey where it's like
the same jerseys y'all was wearing. He said in baseball.
It wasn't that long ago. Like
the, I'm trying to figure out how I got that old.
Negro League.
No. I'm saying they were wearing the Negro League. A full on legend. Shout out to Javon Biz who said that when they blew up, it was Kiwan and Murph was talking about, hey, yeah, I'm gonna go to the car though. He said he had in front of some girls to go, I'm riding with Murph and Kiwan. He just walked with them and then walked right past them.
Hey,
act like he was riding with them though.
I'm glad you brought that up because there was a lot of cats back in the day that was trying to cash in on some side dividends on the back of their names. But
it's deep. It's so deep that people come to me and say, yo, I'm Murph's cousin. I'm like, you talking about my brother cousin? Right.
So we're not cousins.
So you were my cousin too?
He was like, well, he used to talk to my cousin. He used to talk to her, and then I came with her too. We played spades.
If that's the case, everybody in St. Louis cousins. But get to it.
It happens.
Kiwan in the building.
What up, man? What up?
U City legend. What's the word?
And the legendary comedian. The legendary comedian Darius Bradford.
I like legend.
Yeah, man.
I might go with Darius Legend.
Darius Legend.
You got to play some piano if you start doing that.
You got to play the piano.
Just Darius Legend. And then at night, I just turn into a snail. Because that's what John Legend does at night.
You think he just climbs back into it till the sun come up again?
I definitely know when he's performing, he's a butterfly. And then at home, he's a caterpillar. Because it's just a... what is that website? He's prettyboring.com.
Oh, shit.
He had a Christmas special that was on this year. And I, for some reason...
Man, look here. John Legend is only happy in his relationship. You listen to John Legend and you are destined for a divorce from your girlfriend.
Really? Yes. Hey, go dive into this, though.
He got an almost a updated slave tone.
Oh,
you know,
a more recent slave.
Yeah.
So you talking about like Reconstruction black man?
Did you hear John in that?
Yeah,
that's right. That was John. And John is a free slave.
So you saying he needs to break up to be a better artist?
You know what? And you are a present slave. You got it because you understand. You can read.
That's what somebody that's in slavery recognizes. Right. That's what that says.
Shout out to Jorge.
We're excited to have these brothers come and join us today, man. Get on with us because it's an awesome event that's going to be taking place this weekend right here. I would say in St. Louis, but you know how I feel about saying things being in St. Louis when they really in U City.
That's a whole different country.
It's a whole different world once you step in.
Yes, don't take offense to it because it's legally a different place.
Absolutely.
So
we just share with you all so everyone else can feel
that. So you're
from
U City too, dude.
I'm from University City. And so, I put that on my, when I'm writing on my mail.
So this is something that I'm a Northside kid. So I've always thought that U City is the Brooklyn of St. Louis.
The Harlem.
You think it's more Harlem though?
Definitely. Flavor. What do you say? More flavor.
Swaggerific.
The only reason I say Brooklyn is because there's different people there, different cultures.
Yeah.
But different cultures. Brooklyn has different cultures though.
Now,
and it's kind of like, you know, like y'all, like if you look at the best MCs out of New York, they're out of Brooklyn.
Right.
That's why I was saying.
Yeah, but if you look at the most swag,
They out of Harlem.
They out of Harlem.
We come through.
Now, no, Harlem has the most swag.
Yeah, we players. We ain't. We players.
So you'd rather be Harlem more than Brooklyn, so people had to compare.
Yes, because you can be a superstar.
I wear polo all my life. I got polo right now.
I'm just saying, though. Come on now. I'm from
Saint. Because you don't need a record deal in Harlem to be a rock star. You can just come through. And okay. Be like,
you know what I'm saying? I was saying the collectiveness of the area of your city.
I feel what you're saying. That's what makes us different than the rest of St. Louis. But I always go from the angle of clothes. Cause that's the angle I go with. I'm closed, then I'm gangs, and then I'm righteousness.
Okay.
It's weird.
See, again, because then when you do the deep dive into U City, it's like a whole nother level. Then you got the parts of U City that's only recognizable to U City. So it's like if you stay, what side of the park you stay on?
I'm from Heman.
Yeah, see, he's from Heman.
But that's how Brooklyn is, though. Harlem is way smaller than Brooklyn is, you know what I'm saying?
But it's the most compact to me. Yeah, the most so known. You know what I'm saying?
Best of both worlds, we get it.
Regardless, right.
Don't be trying to define U City.
U City is definitely different.
I always thought that, though. Being in Brooklyn, I'd be like, oh, man, it's like U City.
Right.
Right, because you don't really know Brooklyn or U City. So, do you notice that you're not from either?
No, I'm not. I'm on the north side. I'm on St. Louis Avenue, sir. So
you out here guessing, baby.
I guess I'm in the Quillen from Queens. North side Quillen, Queens.
There you go.
So we did a lot of time on St. Louis Avenue and Euclid. St. Louis Avenue and Labrador.
I did it.
Cass and Grand.
You talking about
St. Louis Avenue, Euclid, and Labrador.
That's my family, so we get it.
408.
But yo, we excited to have him here, man, because we wanted to get a little bit more information about the You See Me, You Can't Make Excuses event that's coming up this Saturday at U City High School.
Yes, sir.
Yo, it's awesome, man, because like we have a little backstory on how this all came together. I was just at bar, St. Louis Hotel, a couple weekends ago, bumped into Key, you know, was rapping, common interest, my brother, his homeboy, same world right there. So we hit it off on that and let me know about the event, you know what I'm saying, and got into it. And I was like, we got to have you come on and talk about this, man, because this is a big deal.
Yeah, and I said yes.
Yeah. Quick turnaround. Where you from? I'm from U City. Let's do something.
It's our own fraternity.
Yeah. No, it is. No, it is, though. This, look, yeah, right,
I left
man,
my
though?
And I left my shirt in the car because I was just moving and grooving. But, yeah.
I got to get my Spring U City gear. I got that.
I got you, bro.
Fleece. We on it then.
So hold on. You see that Spring gear?
We got fashion.
I mean, I do clothes. That's what I do.
No. I thought it was like a thing, like a memo sent out, like, oh, you see.
No, we don't need no memos.
No.
No, we don't need memos.
No memo.
This has been on the schedule.
Like, St. Louis chicks don't need a memo to say we're going to do like this on the hook. We all know. We know.
Mm-hmm.
It's flavor. It's all about flavor.
Okay. And before you know it, everybody else doing it. And then Keywine got 45 more cousins in 1999 than he did in 97.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a lot of copycats out here, so let's copycat doing this.
That's real.
There you go.
Let's copycat.
Yeah, let's mimic charitable foundation.
Right. We're going to have fun making fun.
Scholarship.
That's real.
We're going to have fun raising funds, man. That's what it's all about.
Yo, so I mean, like, and that's the thing, man. It's like a lot of places have, you know, alumni and have different people that have come from it, but you don't always see them necessarily popping back up. A lot of people get theirs and don't ever come back. Y'all was never like that. Like, y'all was as much a part of the community in U City when everything was jumping off for y'all and everything was going on, and ever since, like, never left.
It never stopped.
Because for me, it kind of feels like, a church-like environment where it's like you can go do your thing, you can be something to somebody else. When you come home, it's still home, and it always felt like
you got to stay grounded. My man, we just stopped at the grocery store. It's called Schnucks on Olive in U City, just so he can get some deodorant. We could have stopped anywhere, but we so grounded. We go to our happy places, and Schnucks in U City is a happy place.
That's just Schnucks that's got the good fish too.
That's a Schnucks that got the good fish,
not the one that's on the other side. See, I moved over to the one that's closer over there by Ledoux, but I still go over there to get my fish. Okay. That's the one
but
by my mama house.
You live right in between.
I live 5 minutes from both,
yeah,
so that I can have the side that the police don't sit on the corner at when I go home, and then I can go to the other side, and I can still live my regular life.
That's U City.
We got it all.
Got choices. Yeah.
Exactly.
You got a choice.
But I feel like that's like Brooklyn, though, man.
I'm not mad at that.
I go to work.
I have not did a lot of time in Brooklyn.
Yeah,
I did a lot of time in Harlem.
So
Harlem got super swagger, and U City.
That's what I be on. I mean, U City, because U City has different ways. I'm more on that side. There's other people that think about guns every day. There's other people who think about this every day. I think about what I'm wearing today, off the flip.
And we're somewhat of the Midwest of the Midwest. because we got the Olive. You can you can get close to Bougie, Ledoux. Yeah. You can get on up there.
Clayton.
Or you can get Clayton, or you can get Weston Page. Yeah, we kind of the heartbeat of all of this, so we get the best of it all. You know, unlike a New York where they're more East Coast, we're the heart of the heart.
So since we are heart of the heart, use your hearts. Come out Saturday, 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
It's enough time to drop the kids off. It's enough time to get babysitters. It's a good time of the day to come out.
Where can people donate sleep. Though? If they're because we have donate. An international fan base.
Right, we can donate. Cash App is UCity, UCITY Av, and PayPal is UCityAv@gmail.com. If you want to mail in some, could you read the address for me?
Yeah, where we got, where we got. So you can make that out if you, just for the check, right?
Yeah.
For the check, you'll send it into the UCHSAA at 8136 Groby Road, University City, Missouri, 63130. And also for goods and services information, you can send that to UCityAv@gmail.com. So there's no way you can't find a way to give something, right?
And then you can make your way to the pay at the venue also.
Okay.
But, you know, we're...
As far as the ticket go, yeah. And the, you know, ticket $25. And the way I see it is, if you go see him, you're going to pay $25.
Mm-hmm.
If you go see us, you're going to go pay $25. If you go see the other artist, you're going to go pay $25. So now we all together, and everybody's donating their talents and their... and their skills into this event, too. All the way down from, all way down to the barbecue, all the way down to the... to the picture booths and everybody's photography
and it's the real
all the
deal.
Visuals and everybody volunteers. I got people from Jeff City driving down here saying they come from Supreme Court. They coming down and helping. It's getting big,
we are,
you know, judges.
We're at the forefront of creating scholarship involvement from all over. We're just trying to be a
scholarship tour,
you know. Because I know that, man, could you imagine there are far more alumni than there are actual students at any given time,
right.
at any given school.
Right.
So there's really no need for you know, students or teachers to need anything. If that set group of people that were formerly of that particular school, everyone gave, we can't lose. So we're just trying to set the tone with this scholarship foundation. $10,000 given away and so much more.
$10,000.
And we're going
to get it. I'm splitting them up into four.
Say what?
Four scholarships.
Yeah, see, and that's what I wanted to jump into right quick, too, is what these scholarships is all about. I mean, we're talking about $2,500 each scholarships here. College Boost scholarship to help with tuition. Business Boost to help with the entrepreneurial spirit. Because, you know, it's not everybody's cards ain't in college. It's about, you know, it's about creating the best future for yourself.
Right.
Entrepreneurial startup expenses, things like that. Trade school, assist with the tuition and getting into trade school. And also there's going to be a Life Boost scholarship to help a family as well that's in need.
Right.
Yeah, to give you that kick, that over the hump you need.
Exactly.
Everybody needs a little over the hump. Everybody can't get a... donated a expensive ass house. Can't nobody, what they gonna do? If you broke and somebody give you a $500,000 house, your ass gonna be out of there next month.
Because you can't pay the taxes.
You ain't, or no, you can't pay nobody to clean the gutters. Get the taxes, your ass can't even get the trash pulled off when you broke.
So, I mean, and this is gonna be all sorts of things where people can donate, where they'll get, you know, involvement. I know Kiwan Murphy Lee got things up there that you can put money for that they'll come out and be involved in. So, it's not a just come and see y'all, do y'all thing, drop some money off and go home.
No,
this is real give back,
No,
I mean, it's just the easiest way for me to, cause I know how I feel. So, if I go to somebody and say, hey, man, I got to do this thing, give me $20, they're gonna, I don't know, I'd rather buy some Crown Apple. But if you say, hey man, come have some fun, they're gonna do it. So really it's up to me using my resources to make people with talent say they don't charge us, so that way the profit margin is bigger, that way we can get back more. That's really the goal of the whole situation. It's hard to get certain people to do things for free, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like if I'm gonna do it, then what's up?
Yeah, I mean, you putting
you know what I'm saying? I'm going to do it. What's
you putting your money where your mouth at. Like, yo, I got these talents. I got something I'm going to put forward.
We're going to have a ball. I mean, it's going to be a ball.
So how did this whole concept of this event come up? Like, how did it, like, yo, I want to do this. How did it come up for you all to do this event?
What happened was I made a young lady named Natalie a shirt, a You See Me shirt, You Can't Make Excuses shirt.
Mm-hmm.
She
mm-hmm.
wore it to a program at UCity. Right, and then the principal saw it, and then he was like, you can talk to him. He's like, I want to talk to him, you know, like he cool, like, you know what I'm saying? And then we talked that same day and we've been cool talking once a week. So I went up to the school to meet him formally. Mm-hmm. And then I looked in the auditorium. I was like, man, I'm grown now. That look different. Like we can do something. You know what I'm saying? I always wanted to do something. I just need to find the itch. And the thing is, I'm a person that always like to try to do stuff perfect. So if I was going to wait on that, we would have never done it. So my thing was, I called just him. I called the school and the superintendent, everybody first, see if the day was open and see if I could do it. Then I called, I already knew Murph was doing whatever I do. Then I called Darius. And then I called another band. And as long as they said yes, I was like, let's go for it. You know what I mean? And I'm learning. Like, I'm learning as I go for the next one. You know, everything we do ain't, you know. It's a win-win, you know what I mean? But I know the next one's going to be a win-win-winner. You know what I'm saying? So now certain things, like certain people I can't go to without a certain time frame, and getting sponsorship from certain people you need 90, 60 days, and you know, stuff like that. Yeah. Like, I want to help you, but
And you can't make excuses when you're trying to aid something positive, because anything can stop you from giving or making a difference. Right. So you better make no excuses and just go with what you got. You really got the tools, and I ain't trying to be preachy, but your ass can still eat with no teeth.
If you
wait on your goddamn teeth to get delivered, you're going to starve to death. I advise you to find a way to eat with no teeth.
I need a room,
people do it all the time. But you can smash the hell out there.
So it basically was like, it was basically a comedy of errors of like, this happened and this kind of like.
Yeah, I wanted to do something. I'm a fast thinker too, so all I do is see something and then boom, that's moving.
He definitely is. Fast thinking. If he sees something, he own it.
I'm definitely on it.
I'm supposed to run with that. When he sees something, he's a fast thinker. He don't hesitate.
I want to do this, man, because I think that you got all these people. You got all these people that's coming back. You know what I'm saying? It's like from your city, giving their talents and stuff like that. I want to go a little bit back down memory lane a little bit and talk about how both of y'all pulled yourselves up. Yeah. And came out of the area like that. Let's start with you, Darius, man. Like, you know.
Stop it. First of all, y'all act like U City. U City has we have to define it for our listeners that don't know U City, though.
Okay. Go ahead.
That's why I think Brooklyn is the most best thing, though.
I feel
because
I ain't mad.
Brooklyn has a great, good side and a bad side, too. Harlem, if we talk about when we grew up, Harlem was all bad when we were growing up.
Well,
Brooklyn has a different side, though, so you got to think of like how you all saw like a better side. Y'all had access to see a better side with being at U City, seeing better people on the other side.
Yeah,
of
there
U
you
City.
Go again. Not I mean, knowing what we, side we're from.
I mean, see, no. Here's the thing. I'm gonna tell you.
Harlem is still Puff Daddy. Harlem is still Puff Daddy. It ain't all Jim Jones.
No, Puff Daddy's more Mount Vernon, though.
Who told you that?
But he's from. He grew up in Mount Vernon, though.
Where his daddy grew up? Where he, man.
His daddy's from Harlem, but he grew up in Mount Vernon.
He's Harlem. You see
his
clothes? You think he got clothes from Mount Vernon? You think Mount Vernon taught him how to dress?
Of course he
did. You thought Mount Vernon gave him swag?
So you hung up on the clothes side.
No, I'm hung up on life. Because without that, he can't be the other thing that we think
man,
he is.
I'm going to stop this right now. Y'all
I think
brothers,
he don't believe.
I deal with this brother every
just
week.
Come to the event. Tell you. Come to the event and feel the aura.
Say two words so you can understand that U City is still coming from the bottom. Syrup sandwich.
Yeah.
You get it?
Yeah. No, I didn't see y'all on the bottom.
Listen, man.
That
we
a
had
split
a. We had this. But the thing, but you caught talking. That split. None of the people here from that other side of that split.
I know that. But I'm going to say, but there is a thing of like, y'all can see. Like, if you were Harlem.
I'm from both sides.
Oh, really?
You're
from both sides?
In U City, I'm split. I stayed on Shasberry.
Yep.
13 houses from the school. I stay on this side of Olive. That side of Olive and that side of Olive. Two different
worlds. Worlds.
Them two is from the other side of Olive.
Yes, I am.
Right?
On purpose.
Okay, so they from the other side. They're from that side of Olive, right?
Yeah.
My grandma's from this side of Olive, right? Towards Delmore.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. That's a different life. That's
so
different.
I grew up.
Okay, but my mama is from Kingsland and Corbett.
Yes. Different side.
One street from
West.
But
that's where Brooklyn is, though.
I don't know that.
I'm from.
So you're actually from Brooklyn?
No. I go there every month for work. That's not Brooklyn. Brooklyn has areas that are like best style, do or die best style, and then it'll be like a bunch of Jewish dudes having money on another two or three blocks. So that's why
okay, I feel
like
we gonna
I feel that's good. He's not even saying nothing bad. So let's
he's not. He just needs to rationalize things to the point to where he feels like
maybe you see it's the whole New York.
It could be.
Maybe you see it's just the whole New York.
I mean, North Side has got to be Queens, then or Bronx or something though. At some point,
there you go.
It's got to be something like Beirut, like. Bronx is like Beirut, so you know,
Bronx
same
is something.
Beirut.
No, Bronx is like Beirut.
Yo, so but anyway, man, to the point that I was at before. Listen, is our geography section of the show over with now? Do you understand? Well, I'm gonna go drive you. When we leave here, I'm gonna drive you around. You see, I'm gonna show you. I grew up on the corner. I grew up on the corner of Plymouth and Ferguson.
There you go.
So I'm over there on the other side of the joint. Exactly. We like one street over.
We dropping you off at 7-Eleven on Olive, and you got 30 minutes to find your way home.
What I appreciate about you,
the amazing race.
U City, y'all was able to make a collective. I know there, you know, there's beasts within U City. But y'all made a collective of like, yo, we use city cats.
But that came, right? Our mama and them was doing that.
Mm-hmm.
We raised into that.
Mm-hmm.
See, like Northside is
our
like,
our mama
yo,
and them was like Hanley. I'm Hanley.
It's only St. Louis Ave from Vandeventer to. To nah. Sarah, that's our hood right here.
Yeah.
Boom. And then JBL on the other side.
There you go.
You got Grant. It was U-City? Small little pockets, though. So that's our respect.
U-City will get into it with in U-City, like but don't let us go to Saints or nothing and somebody else try to get into it with U-City.
Or somebody coming out of school. It's over.
No, it's done. It's done.
I don't care how hood. Where you from?
No.
I don't care.
Okay.
We wear polo boots. Though. You wear your Penny Bros. We're going to wear our polo boots and we're going to win.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, what was the biggest beef? City-wise, did y'all had out? You be quiet on this because we talked about this. You saw this city like, yo, when them cats come through, it's on.
Normandy,
it was that, yeah.
You didn't want me to say what was obvious for all of them?
No, you said Wilson, though, too, though. You said Wilson, too.
I said Normandy first and foremost, though. You know that because that's why Maroney want to come on and rap on the show about it. Yeah, you know how I feel about Normandy.
But then they were kind of like our neighbors, so you kind of.
But it was basketball more than it was actual.
Christmas
I don't know why it just turned. It's only basketball season.
Because y'all won the same conference though at the time, right?
Yeah, but it's only basketball season. Yeah. And then a lot of times,
Christmas
a lot of times it was marketing because a fight would happen, but not might not be between a Normandy person or then it was just at Normandy school or.
And it might be somebody from the Riverview.
The same way with Eastside, like people be like, "Go Eastside, Eastside be tripping." No, they don't.
It was also,
we be tripping with each other on the Eastside,
right?
There's other people over there on the Eastside.
There's also rivalry and competition football, and athleticism and
because that stuff would spill over to Heman.
And that was teenage guys be like that. Liking girls and this that. It was a lot of that. It wasn't always. Just the riffraff of, you know, that.
So now the geography class is over. Daryl got to a point where he can accept it.
That's over.
Let's get back to you, man.
Let's take this path. Theater and dance.
Culture. That's why we Harlem, because it's culture.
Oh my God. You done took me up and down the bicentennial. Yeah, but you know, like I said, the main thing here, man, is making sure that everyone knows that, you know, Saturday this event is going down and it's from 4 to 8, but you know, at 5 o'clock we initially kick things off and it's gonna be a little bit of everything. It's almost the best of the best. Stand up, of course, Murph, Keywine, special guest comics, and we got some special vocalists too that's gonna come through, and man, we really, really putting on for our personal city. But we're welcoming everybody out. You know what I mean? It's like how everyone goes to Memphis in May. Mm-hmm. You come to U City in April.
So this is gonna be an annual event coming up.
Definitely gonna be an annual.
Right, we may double up.
Definitely gonna be an annual event. We're gonna do several annual different type of moves, man. Yeah. We got some. This is a starter kit.
It's a starter kit.
But we just really teach it. Like, really, the amount of money is a lot of money, and it's also not a lot of money if you know how to go get it. But our point is to show people that a lot of people doing a little bit
can make a big difference. Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is.
So we build togetherness. That's why we become U City.
Tell him, honestly, you know, even with this $10,000 scholarship, folks came with the buyout and was like, they want to do this and that. But what happens, it deters from the plan for unity and everybody pitching in. Because when one sponsor comes in and just drops money.
Right, we don't need that savior. That's a savior.
It don't raise awareness. Yeah. It's almost like you sold your body.
Well, that's throwing money at an issue, not supporting an issue. Exactly. Those are two different things. Right. Those are two very
different things. Not being allowed to take her on a date.
She right. So now we can get to the point where we raise money. And then those other people that was doing that, they match us the money that we raised.
There you go. See. Mm-hmm.
So now we double up, and then we can let the money fold over to other things.
Yes.
Like it's not about if I raise more than $10,000, I'm not going to get a Lambo.
No.
I'm going to feed that into something else that's wrong in the school.
Right.
You
right.
Do a personal teacher's lounge, something exclusive, something that makes them ideal. There's so many things that we can do. We might flip the cafeteria.
Well, and there's a lot of things up there, you know what I'm saying, that like a school, like some just movement. Use U City as like an example. Like schools like that can use that influence and that push from people because you have more ambition to accomplish things in the school than you have the funds to do, right? You know what I mean? So, like, years ago when I went there, the football stadium, UC is one of the biggest football stadiums in this state, but only half of it has seats. And back then, it had that old black concrete thing. You'll go out there and run a lap around the track, your knees would be dusty. Like, it take a lot to get me dark skinned. And my calves would be looking black after you get off that thing.
Even that is better now, but we're going to, we coming in to pitch in on all of that.
We getting a new one. That's the whole point of starting something.
Yes, sir. Everything.
Yes, sir. We got a plan.
Hell, we might even have volunteer uniforms.
Well, man, I would be remiss, though, if this next part of the conversation. Rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle, man.
Definitely, man.
With you all, what y'all doing, though, I want to connect that to this and to my next questions and how I'm kind of thinking about everything. Like, what did you think, let's go on to both of y'all, what did y'all think and feel when y'all heard about what happened with Nipsey? Especially from both of y'all, y'all casting travel, y'all have been everywhere, though. Y'all have been in tough situations where you like, yo, could be crazy.
I mean, and
like, I could be touched, kind of thing like that.
Yeah, all of that.
I mean, and Key Hip Hop took you out of the neighborhood and across the world, to see what Nipsey did with that platform and to see some of the things you're doing right here as well as giving back and using your fame in that regard. I mean, that's like a crazy parallel to see how that worked out.
Right now,
It's crazy how that parallel is going on right with what you're doing right now too.
It's scary.
I feel
it's real talk. Yeah, I mean, it's
on a personal level.
It's scary because
that you really don't know all of the possibilities. Just when you think you got your thing together and you moving towards that right thing and you align perfectly. And then you still need to up the ante on stupidity or you because you're so focused, and even greatness can be misleading because it can allude to safety. It can allude to the hurrah.
It's scary.
And, all the time, you can slack up on the level of hate that rises with the level of great. Mm-hmm. And so you got to be conscious of that, because no team, every defense ups their ante towards an outstanding offense. Mm-hmm. So it does not mean, I don't care how well you are doing offensively, even if the defense steps up some and they still lose, I mean, they still stepped up. You still were in more danger than you were at first, because the defense is coming at you harder than ever, because now they're trailing more. So, and that's what I look at. When I look at who I have around me that's really trailing, I really, really try to be a little more careful, because those who trail the furthest behind have the greatest hate some cases.
It's scary for me because you know how some people hurt hate?
Mm-hmm.
And they be like, somebody hating on me, but you might have a billion people that love you, but hate is just always louder. And for me, it's more
one person.
Right.
That's it.
And for me, it's more dangerous because I get love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I give love.
Yeah. And you can.
So when you hear that love,
get blindsided.
You
by
get
love.
You, exactly.
You can get blindsided by love.
So it's scarier.
So you said the love would make you.
It's scary for me.
Comfortable, like it's all good because I get so much love.
50 Cent don't walk like that because he put the aura out like I'm that.
Yeah.
So it's different.
Yeah.
So you're saying because 50 puts it out there like I'm the goon.
Yeah, it's different.
So he's more, he feels he's more comfortable being.
No, he's not comfortable. He walk like he ain't comfortable. He gonna move around.
He's comfortable.
He knows somebody might. Yeah, he's, yeah. He, you know what I'm saying? You're uncomfortable, but when you're not, it becomes passive. It becomes something else. So when you know you're the bad guy,
right?
I can be touched by anything.
So you always like, but when 10 people give you a hug, and then that one person like.
That one person.
He didn't hug me.
I like that one person thing. That scenario, it's like.
It only take one. He didn't hug me.
You can have a clean
house. Or my girl looked at him hard. Or no, anything, bro.
Yeah.
Then it's all about how you answer their question when they come to you with the bullshit.
You think that when y'all were blowing up that it helped that you had so many people around you everywhere that you went, like between the lunatics and all that, that you really had your real people with you, that you felt a little bit more insulated in that situation? Like you knew that you weren't just out there. You know what I'm saying? And new people are going to get to you without at least going through a few of your true people.
Because Nipsey, that was his game. Remember,
not about Nipsey. I'm just talking. I'm just talking about through their experience.
I don't know. I walk like I walk. Like I walk, it be me and him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I ain't on it because I move different. You see me in XO. Yeah. I don't move like you will never see me with 5-6 people.
Right.
Now you might see me with 5-6 people once we get inside because I know everybody. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like I don't roll like that. And if I go to the side door, I'm come back to the front door to holler at the security and say, hey, what's up?
Like, right.
How you doing? He's always done that.
I always did that. So he come back around like that. That's what makes it more scary. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, but the fact that it was 5 of us. And then we all different ages, and we got our own sets of people. Then it made our I don't want to call it entourage, but it made our people around us a bigger move and a movement. Yeah. And then a lot of us tied in together because we're from U City, so it's like everybody got a little brother, everybody got a little brother. So it makes it more people. Then he got friends. Then he got, you know what I'm saying? So it made
so
it.
So you can be plugged into what's going on. No, like okay.
Yeah, because you already was before here. Rap. I mean, we wasn't on beef. Like we don't hear that when you when you working. You don't hear that. You know, you know what you hear. What you hear is what you hear. We don't care about. Okay, what you talking about now?
They got in and got out.
Like it's about your parents. Like man, did they touch you? He ain't touch you. Oh, okay, yeah, he ain't talking about something. Okay, if you ain't got no life, don't try to take mine.
Mm-hmm.
And that ain't just killing. That's just saying you trying to take mine for make me trying to kill you.
What?
Because you don't know what's gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? I'm going home.
Don't ever get that confident.
So flat out, you know what I'm saying? So that's how I look, and I do stuff for myself so I can make sure that I did what I did for myself.
Never get that confident. No matter how clean your house is, just know this. If you leave a pan of macaroni uncovered, if one damn fly get on it, throw the whole damn thing away. I don't want it because one fly can fuck up a whole pan of food. Let me walk in that bitch and see a fly on a pan of macaroni. And you think you'd be like, well, he was only on that part, bitch. I don't know how he'd been moving around earlier.
You know who he brought with him.
I don't want none of that damn macaroni.
Yeah. Damn, my macaroni's all fucked up.
Let me tell you this. No matter how clean your damn house is, if you don't cover up that macaroni and a fly land anywhere on that bitch when I walk in.
That 1 minute you went outside to get on the grill real quick and the fly.
And I see a fly on the corner of the pan saying, pick which one I touch. Never mind, bitch. Give me the potato salad in the refrigerator.
See, that's why you can't trust people that don't have no foil for their barbecue. Because them things have been all the way up and through there. And then you can't do nothing with it.
And then we got to read what the hell is foil.
Yeah.
Oh, hell.
I mean, the thing with the Nipsey thing, like the Nipsey thing, like me and him.
You about to have me go to the crib and be like, can't eat this? Can't eat this?
Before you're like,
fuck it. I'm just going to get some fish.
You know why he paused on that because he's a vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you all know that.
So my thing is like, I feel like the Nipsey thing hit a little bit different though, man. For like
way different.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't like, you know.
No, way different.
Yeah, man, it just, man.
You
want to
tell you why, though?
And I'm old. I mean, you're old. Older than me, though, but it's like, I mean, I remember I was in high school when Pac died. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It still don't feel the same.
But Pac had it because Pac had a different controversy.
Well, no, it's different. Pac felt totally like it was like my life was gone, too, though.
Yeah, but you
But this was like me being older, and like that dude's younger than me, though. And I'm like, damn,
you know
man. Like,
because you are conscious now, and they tricked us a little bit about Pac and had us walking around saying he was part nigga. So
they tricked us.
So that was the difference. And we'll see him spit on somebody, fuck the police, and he'll be with a fuck.
It's marketing. Marketing made him Pac. Yeah, marketing made him an animal.
So that made us think, like, that ain't how you supposed to be. You can't be that free. But now, in this day and time, with
you
police and opposition and stand forward, now we understand that we've been mind fucked, and now Nipsey Russell off the streets can walk around Nipsey, and we can still.
My grandma thought Nipsey Russell all, really died. Though Nipsey Russell died like 2 years ago. You're like Nipsey Russell died.
Let me tell you this. This is excuse me, no problem. This is Crown Apple. Crown Nipsey Hustle.
I didn't know they put a peach on the bag too.
Yeah.
Why not? They got enough money.
Oh, I know. I just hadn't seen John
again. But they turned Nipsey. But Nipsey is free to speak for the people, opposed to they try to oppress a Pac and all of that. So now that's why we all are aware and a little more awakened and saying, what the fuck was that about? We had our Pac back and they went after that one too. What are the chances of that?
Now, when you see the growth of somebody,
yeah,
when
man.
You're watching the growth, you know where you come from.
Yeah, man. It's like Pac died at 25. Think about if he was 33 though, what he could have been on. That's how you feel with
this. Or what could he not have?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're seeing the other side too, though.
There's always another side. You love Kanye to 2 years. Like, don't. Ooh. It's all. Listen, the biggest word.
Ooh.
Listen,
this is spicy. This will be. This will be like. This will be like. Go
the
ahead.
Biggest word. The biggest word in the world is until.
Until. Mm-hmm. Yep.
All you gotta do. All Tupac gotta come on there and say that I like Trump.
That's all he had to do.
And it's game over.
That's deep.
I mean, look at how many people.
That's like I keep it real because I went to the Galleria. Mm-hmm. You know that? I'm the realest nigga in the world because I went to the Galleria. You laughing? If I take five people's hand, they're going to say, you in the Galleria? What you doing there? And you keep it real.
Then it's that handover.
But ain't keeping it real.
So what's the level of keep it real? What's the level?
What's the level of anything? I understand.
Because I'm not supposed to go to Galleria. I'm me.
No, that's fine. I'm supposed to have people. Will say you
keep it real. The perception.
Yeah,
the perception. No, they say it. They actually keep it. And you keeping it real. You here. You ain't got nobody with you or nothing.
You just... Yeah, I'm trying to give me a polo from
yeah,
from
but I'm supposed to have security and a chain on and what's the name? That's always been my problem. Mm. I'm not the couch stand on pop a bottle person.
Right.
So something,
but
it's really,
it's a form of respect and
it's respect is different than respect is different. Respect is different than bringing down your stardom.
When they say
your star power goes down, your respect goes up. That's cool. Right. And now the respect is coming around. The same thing that hurt me helping me right now. Because you're not standing on couches. Because you will go to Elmo's. I will go to Spruce. I will go to Black and White Ball. I will. Who don't? Who? Not right now. I'm just saying. Then. I'm just saying. Like I'm just saying. That was me though. That was me. You gonna see me everywhere. I'm gonna be everywhere.
But isn't that the same thing? Nipsey was the same kind of dude like that too. The one he was everywhere too.
It's different when you're in that culture though. See, when you're in a gang culture, bro, ain't no over with. You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing. Like you still gotta move different. Like. It made me think different. Like, because right in the last 2 months, I said, I'm going to get a store in U-City. This last 2 months, I've been saying, I'm going to get a store in U-City. I ride out Olive every day just looking like this.
Looking for storefronts.
On the slide.
We buying the whole.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, when I'm saying that, like, dang, because I still want to do it. I'm still going to do it. But it's still how you move. Like, now it just made me different. Like, man, you stand outside the club. What you stand outside the club for? Keep moving.
Mm.
Go home. We need to go home.
I can't post up just talking to people though.
No, if you own a, but I know customer behavior. So I also know that when I owned a vape store, I started being there. And when I would start off being there, people want you there. Now it became a job. You gonna force me to be there in order for you to buy something? Mm-hmm. I don't care if you call me, I'd be like, I'm not there. They be like, so when you going to the shop? I'd be like, the same thing you wanted is still at the shop. And if you want the discount I gave you, I can call it there and make it happen.
Yeah.
But they waiting on me to go. So that's when it turned to a job. That's when I'm like, I'm not doing this.
Right.
So when you start, so I know when I open the store and that's not my hangout.
And that's because
that's my business. So go in and
I would have went,
you know,
different in us.
It don't matter. We don't know what happened. Flat out, we don't know where them people came from. What, why they came? You know what I'm saying? Let's start with that first. We don't know nothing. You don't know if CIA hit them or Pablo. We don't know what happened. All needs a conversation. But we kill people for no reason every day. That's what makes it a wider range
to figure out.
But the thing is, and they be talking about retaliation on the person that did it. But our people gone.
Right. At the end of the day.
I don't even care about retaliation. What am I retaliating for? So it made me evil?
And that's been the big thing that's bothered me watching how this thing that took on a second life of its own in people's mouths and on social media is that, like, it's underscoring the fact that this brother got taken out of this world that was trying to do something.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? But we don't know what happened. But so many people are putting words to things and trying to create a truth out of it that don't exist.
I'm going to tell you how deep it is, bro. How am I going? I just left the center yesterday. I'm actually talking to some people who got out of jail and trying to reform themselves, right?
Mm.
How I'm going to tell them that it's going to be cool after they reform themselves?
Right. It's a tough thing. It's not something that you can promise anybody.
I'm just saying, period. Like, damn, so.
What's the plan?
He was 60s crib, blah, 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 shoot, by, hiding from the police, blah, blah, blah. Now he here. Now he doing Dr. Sebi. Now he doing, he talking about currencies. Now he talking about, that's why we loved him. We saw that.
We saw the shift.
You know what I'm saying? We saw that. You know what I'm saying? We saw the shift of his language. Always been that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. His language always been that, but you just got to get big enough for somebody to hear you. And, right. I understand that more than anything, because mm-hmm. I got some words to say, too. My platform will be there.
Right.
You just gotta wait. You gotta wait your turn to talk. You know what I'm saying? To move, and he got his turn. He waited. He was one of my top four. He was my person I use as an example to say when 21 Savage got into that. Right? I said if 21 Savage make it out of this, he gonna be in that room. And they was like, what room? That same room where you not supposed to be at, but you end up at. Like Fab is in that room now. Norby's in that room now a little bit.
How about Meek?
Jada Kid. Meek is the other one that went in that room. 21 Savage can be in that room. Nipsey Hussle was in that room.
Mm.
When you see them pictures and they at that bunch and the brunch, and you see Nipsey, and you see
Cassie, they ain't supposed to be there. And
they supposed to be there, but it's just a fact they the newcomers of that.
Yeah,
they right. moved to that. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Not supposed to people you wouldn't expect to see there. Because if you're in the room, you're supposed to be there.
But right, but it's the moves they make. You saw to see them get there.
Right.
That's why I say if 21 Savage get off that mission, and then the type of album he put out before he went in, that matters. The type of music, because of the Victory Lap, is why we feel that way. Because we saw it. We see it, bro. And for real, to me, in my opinion, yeah. I mean, Nipsey dumbed his shit down for people.
Mm.
Right.
You feel the Victory Rap was dumbed down?
No, his whole rap, his last 8 years, has been dumbed down. Go listen to old. Go listen to old.
Back when Nipsey. He was like Nipsey Hussle album and all that.
Because he was using 12 words in a sentence.
See, now you going to some music shit, though. That's why that shit
all. Now he used six.
Yeah, he's doing different. He's putting more bars into the bars.
It's slow.
Yeah,
it's like I went down the street on my Victory Lap.
Before he
Sam
was
saying, I got my blue cap. Right, he was like Sam, what's the cap? What's the band? What's that? Mm-hmm. But damn, with Stan with the cap, Nipsey, passing fam.
And he felt he knew people wasn't really checking for him as much.
It's just time. It's just you got to change to see what you like and what's wrong.
And then when he made that switch, his words are starting to carry more weight because people
because
figuring
it sound
out
like
he's sick
because you can hear him different.
Yeah.
You feel it, and he moving. He got the movement with it. You got to match all that shit up together.
You can see
it's hard to do music when you're running from the feds. Shit, that man been running from the feds hell alone. Y'all don't even know he been doing stuff. He been living on the edge when you saw him.
Right.
Before now. You know what I'm saying? This last before 6 years from now. And then you got the girl that we know and like, and then they all cool and shit. And you see all that shit, man. Like, I ain't cried about a murder in a long time.
Yeah.
That was I turned up now. And I just kept it in on my mom.
Yeah. That was tough.
For real. And I only talked to him one time in my life. And I feel like I know him. And I'm a lope at that. So it feel different. I don't care what nobody say. You can't take it still be in me. When people say words, I still be mad. When you say I'm eating, what you eat at Red Lobster?
I don't know.
What's the name you eat at Red Lobster?
Finished it.
At Red Lobster.
It's some Alfredo, the shrimp.
Red Lobster.
Red Lobster.
Oh, them biscuits?
Red Lobster.
No, he talking about crabs.
Look.
That's what he meant.
See, I'll be like little homies. I call them little homies.
Okay. I follow.
But it be bothering me, like on accident, like on.
Right,
keep it 100 with you. You can say that, boo, boo, I'm eating. I'll be like, dang, you just said that. Right. It just straight up
you
something touched me.
And Fab, him and Nips from the same team. You know what I mean?
All right, we're gonna go to a break. Going to a commercial real quick.
What?
We'll
y'all
be back.
Got breaks?
Yeah, we're going to a break,
this
though.
Like the
and we will finish
we're gonna play. We're going to play 14 more seconds of like five of Keywon's songs
there we go.
Real quick.
That's the whole point right now.
No, we'll play 16 seconds so we can pay
see,
for
if
one.
See, I would say I could have sent y'all some music. They ain't got shit to do with none of them people.
Yeah.
Well, no, you can send it to but we can put it in on the
just
back
just get it in there.
Yeah.
Get that to us.
Yeah, get it to us, though. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a second.
You good?
Good. Because I want to get in that your...
I think I
would.
You record that.
Like it's a fucking I'll do it. Yeah, I'll tag that on the end.
Well,
but
no, I want it in the middle because people don't like
no, I'm just saying. I mean, like, we can cut and put it in. Okay. But I mean, I'm going to read it like copy, though.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to sleep good tonight so we can go at them hard tomorrow and Friday. We finna just push this over the edge.
Man, they over this motherfucker.
Huh?
They going hard on this on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Just period. Just this whole event.
He said that Elmo's and I got hungry.
You got homie. I said Elmo's. You just got homie.
Elmo's. I got hungry. I was like, God damn.
Because of the food?
Yeah.
That's tight. I'm getting my own veggie sub situation there too.
Man, I need
like
that.
A veggie meal. I'm getting I'm bringing the burger there. I've been eating.
I've been eating more and more of that.
I need a name. I was gonna call like you see me platter something or good for you or some shit.
Do that. You know, they still, you know what I'm saying? Their name's still ringing out. Shoot, they still had the, they still talking about it out there on the softball circuit. Still be talking about it with teams and stuff out there. They say, oh yeah, they all used to play for you see me and all of that stuff like that. Yeah, like, we used to turn raspy. They still, they all now playing Revolution and, you know,
how long we got on this break?
Revolution
and oh man, what's my other squad over there? Bunch of unsplit there from the east side.
The Pirates, the old Pirates, they call something else now though. Are you talking about Club 51?
Yeah,
but they call something else probably.
Yeah, no, they still Club 51. Club 51.
Yeah, we turned around them too.
We played them last year because all my uncles and stuff coming up played for Supreme way back in the day.
Yeah, Supreme, that's nailing. That's the real deal.
Yeah, because
that's what we looked up to.
Yeah, that was super, super OG for me. Because my uncle is a Perk.
Okay.
So he just moved into U City too. He's staying right over there on Delmar. So they still out there, name ringing out.
Boy, I feel like a rotisserie chicken in this motherfucker.
That's the other part of the studio build out that we're currently is how do we get it from basically set people on fire?
We was in here doing the show with Big O a month ago. Yo. I told him, I said, don't wear no vest, no black shit in there. He's sitting in this joint.
Well, he got
like,
a vest on, and he got a vest and a black hoodie on.
I was like, bro, you know.
But it was a little bit colder, though.
Oh, no, I'm not ever doing 2 hours until we get some ventilation in this thing.
Trust me, we're working on it right now.
I've been doing that.
Trying to get a ventilation where you can have it on during the pod.
And not sound.
And not have that sound. So it's, and when you're inside an office building, it's a balance in that. So, yeah, trust me, I know how you feel right now.
Yeah, man, so we just be in here rapping, man. I mean, you know, all subjects on the table, man. That was good stuff about Nip, though. That's real, man. That's real. That was a culture shifter right there, yeah. Dog. That
one hurt, man. Dude, like, that hurt. Like, I was like, damn.
Yeah, when it went down.
I was like, I'm a grown-ass man up in here feeling some type of way, though. Like, god damn.
Yeah, it is some of the stuff I had seen recently, what he was doing. I was just like, oh, that's dope. That's real. That's some real community shit.
Right? Yeah.
That's tough. And so then when you see that.
One of the reasons why you got to worry about where it came from, that's what I'm saying. We got to watch Belly different.
Yeah. You said watch Billy different, you said?
Yeah, we missing. We missing how somebody can kill 7 people, you get caught, I can tell you kill one more.
And
you don't know who the one more is. When DMX went in that building to kill a Muslim, he didn't know what he had to do.
Yeah, he just told him this is what you need to do now.
When he said yes on the basketball court, he ain't say no names.
Man, that's real shit though. Yeah. It's pharmaceuticals.
Okay.
Man, they don't take them.
That's why the food come back into play too. That's why the food come back into play, man.
That's what I've been trying.
They want to say, "Ooh, that's fire." Yo, you been to Mission Taco?
Oh yeah.
Did you get them Impossible Burritos?
Yeah, it's good.
Fuck them up.
That motherfucker is good. That I ain't seen it the one in the U yet. I only seen it the one in the West End. No, they got it over there now. They got it over there now. Yeah, that joint good. I hadn't had. Of all places, the first place I got Impossible Burger from was White Castle.
Yeah, that wasn't the first place, but yeah, I fucked them up on the late night.
Because I heard about them. I heard about it for a while, but I never, like, I seen, like, them little billboards they had for it and stuff.
I mean, I like Beyond Burger better anyway.
I don't think I ever had that.
Gotta go to TGI Fridays or something like that.
Okay, I remember that. I'm trying to.
They thick, and they got, like, the red in the inside.
Uh-huh.
But it's really beet juice, but.
Oh, I see.
Fire.
No shit. You ever hit up House of India up there on Delmar?
I don't like that food.
They got.
I don't like that type of food.
As far as like vegetarian stuff, that's like one of the first places where I really got into eating with, like whole dishes.
They got the
whole joint. I mean, they're using fork and shit.
I ain't really into like. I gotta put ghetto in front of my.
ghetto vegan.
Yeah, I gotta put that in front. Like I like sloppy joes and shit.
Oh yeah, yeah. Fuck yeah.
I like vegan polo sauces cut down the middle. With the vegan cheese on that bitch with the vegan
mayonnaise. You wanted vegan, but the hood.
I want to have sex with a rubber. I still want a big booty girl.
You're not trying to give up the lifestyle.
I just want a real rubber.
I hear that shit. Yeah, I want to. Yeah, I'm at the fucking. You talking about vegan Polish sausage? Oh yeah, shit!
Yeah, they got them in the grocery store. They not in the frozen part. They be over by the salads, over by where the cheese be or where the dressing at.
Okay.
By the hummus, by the tofu, wherever the tofu at.
Okay.
In the store, especially Walmart or something, wherever the tofu at. Or you get the extra firm tofu, make some fish fillets, boy.
I ain't never had that shit. See,
you just get the Andes without the MSG.
Bro, you gotta start cutting. Then, you gotta start cutting them. You gotta start cutting them YouTube shorts and this shit, putting that out there.
Put that shit out there.
Get it going, dog. That'd be dope.
Yeah, whenever you're ready, man. Yeah, we can get back in.
I'll come back in with y'all with the shot of the flyer.
Yep.
Is that cool?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then you guys can go whenever you're ready.
Shit, I want to keep talking about these recipes. I'm hungry as hell up here. I'll go for it, man. Yeah. Take it.
We're back with the scenario with our special guest. Kiwizi, Kiwan.
It's a Kiwanderful moment, man. You know what I'm saying?
I want to go into some. This is going to be a deep dive into St. Louis stuff, though, for a second. I want to go deep dive St. Louis.
Hey, can we thank you for 314 Day?
That's where I was going to.
Hey, I really appreciate that, bro.
That's why I wanted to give you your roses right now for that. I wanted to start it from the let's go.
That was deep.
That's why I was going to. He already. I threw in the alley-oop.
People.
I definitely be playing the back because it's not about that for me. It's not the
credit.
Not that part, because it's...
I wanted to be there.
it's different things that I will, and there's different things that it wasn't about me. I can switch the... It's certain things I can switch the game. No, you can have it, because sometimes somebody can have credit, but that money might be a 490.
Mm.
You can have credit.
Wow.
It's going to be 490 because...
I say I want somebody else credit. Because
until, no, shit, because until you can do it right, ain't claim it for what? Just say you did say it's on. Like, no. Because I can do something on 716 and it feel like 314. It ain't the place, it's the energy.
No, that's real. That's real.
So
that's...
when we do 314s, then we got.
Get your shit back.
And you know what I'm saying? We got Tim. All right.
This is my partner. This is my brother, man. And he's a strategist. So he can flip. He can always take a spin.
It's already happened. I got to go the other route once it already happened. I know how I'm going to do it.
I do. Trust me. I think just because you don't play on the team no more don't mean that you can't coach it and own them.
I can coach and own it, but until I'm able to coach and own it, I will not tell you that you're on my team.
That part I get.
I thought you were saying
abandoning the whole.
No, I ain't got to abandon. I just got to say what I got to say right now until it's able to do it like we're supposed to do it. If we ain't doing like we're supposed to do it, y'all can have that.
Don't roll it out just for the sake of rolling it out.
Right, you can have the 4.9 credit.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait till I get my 780.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? When I get the 780 rating, I'm going to come back and I can do what I want to. And I can join the people that think they're doing it now. But the people that say they're doing it now, they still was part of us too. So I'm leaving them out. They still was part of it.
I tell you what, when I hear people hopping on the internet talking about this pie day, I'd be like, you hold that down. Don't say that in St. Louis. You can say that Kansas City. Hell, you can even say that over in Illinois.
Shouts out to Pie America too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
America.
Akeem Church.
STL, man.
He cold.
Yeah, I agree, man.
I can't name somebody colder,
man.
With the dope, can I just say something again? Y'all let me get lit.
Y'all don't get let me get lit up in this little podcast.
That's what this whole thing is about, though.
It's called a podcast tavern.
Yes, sir. The podcast tavern.
So, man, I can't bring emphasis enough, you know, to all the listeners, and I appreciate you guys, man. April 6th, Youth City Scholarship Event, $10,000 giveaway, man. My brother, Kiwan, his brother, Murphy Lee, Darius Bradford, so many others, man. We going back to where we made our mark, U City High School, in the auditorium. And
U City is my parents.
That's it.
Yo, I saw a clip where you were saying that online, saying y'all was checking out some stuff earlier today, man. That resonated. Like, you said you feel like U City is your parent. That's real, man, because there's a lot of things that raise you up in that community. Like, all of it come around. That's why when I go other places, if I got to dumb it down, I'll say St. Louis. But for people that know better, I always say U City because it is that community buy-in like that. It's a real thing.
It's your safety zone. It's your return to your comfort. Even when you ride and your car messed up or you feel them people behind you, you say, God, if I can just get this skinker and Dale.
Yes.
Whew. Woo! Like that's going like yeah. that's the law. And if I could just get around some U City police,
yeah.
maybe.
Oh, so y'all come over to the north side, like I get to Skinker and Delmore. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good.
I get it past the west side and I get to get
to the city. No, it's opposite. When I go to the city, I think about somebody trying to do something, a person.
Okay.
When I go to county, I think about police more.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you're talking going more deep in north, like North County?
Yeah, that's more police. Yeah. The other side is watch the lights,
west,
right?
West, you're talking about being in west side, on the west side.
And the thing is, I say the opposite. I don't care who you are, I make it a conversation. Mm-hmm. I'm from U City, Missouri. You know, it's like St. Louis. Because guess what? You're doing that on a positive note. What about how they do it on a negative note when they call it Ferguson?
Yeah, and that's real. Now, that I'm glad you said that.
They call it Ferguson because they don't want to call it St. Louis.
Right.
Yep. Like, now it's a bigger problem.
But it is St. Louis, though.
But if we go out of town and you say Ferguson, they thinking it's not in St. Louis.
Yeah, they
think it's outside really or close by.
Right.
We never say, hey, I live in Ferguson for
no,
real. Like
they be like, you live
we say, I stay off Lucasen, I mean, West Lawson.
Right. I'm up.
Really, for real, though, besides, honestly.
I'm right up by Jennings, right off West Lawson.
Besides you City, like Clayton and Ledoux, anything inside out of the 270 corridor and Jennings too. I would say Jennings and Normandy too, though. That was just the St. Louis. It was the St. Louis. They didn't have an identified area of like, I'm from this area, besides those small little
pockets. Because there's not a Beaumont police.
Right.
There's not
That's
a McClure North police.
Right. Okay. Okay. Yeah. You can't get no. Yeah.
It's not Ledoux police. It's yeah. Olivet.
They're coming up a lot of times. Your friends would turn right. into the police.
The Olivet police. Right.
That was a special part about U City too. A lot of your friends from school and college would end up being a U City officer.
Yeah.
So you might get pulled over by a classmate.
Oh, let's talk about that because that happened to me about 2 months ago.
He gave you a hug and a bum pop.
So I got pulled over. I got pulled over up on the corner of Delmore and Midland.
Right.
Dude pulled around, had the other cop, you know, the other dude was driving by, so he hit right. the U, he pulled up. Dude walked up to me, looked in the car, asked for the ID.
What?
He said, man, go get these tags taken care of, man. Hey, hold up, I got to write something to you. I got to write something out so they find out why I made this stop.
Right.
Now, let that have happened over in Hazelwood or something.
Right.
Oh, you'd have seen me stretched out on both sides of the curb. Then my feet would have been touching one side of the street, my hands would have been on the other.
That's why community policing is so important because they can make a judgment call on character opposed to just statistical influence. Because when somebody say, what, Darius? Your sister Robin? where she at now? It shifts away from you.
That's
real quick, because like don't nobody want to hurt Miss Bradford's son.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because your mama know my mama. That's why those small towns are gathered. When they stretch this thing out too big like they trying to do, it can be catastrophic because it's just going to be policing.
Mm-hmm.
It's different if you like roll stop and I pull you over and I'll be like, man, you tripping. Or if you be like, I just seen you shoot somebody. That's different.
Yeah.
That's why police ask you first for real sometimes to say,
You got some
orange. Because they can't make a decision once they run it.
Right.
Right. I want my bad news up front. Don't do
so
anything.
So I won't run it. So yeah. I can say, I'm trying to make this. I don't want to do the paperwork.
Yeah. I don't want to go through this.
But I had to stop you kind of.
So
like you
help me. So sometimes it's in your best interest to tell the truth because you might gain favor.
You just tell it in a different way. But like, man,
police,
I might. You know what I'm saying?
Always
I don't
say,
know.
Just tell me right now. Do you got somebody in the
man,
trunk?
Man, I'm trying to take
just
care of
him. Just tell him. Yeah.
I got somebody in the trunk.
I got two people in the trunk. He said, okay, take care
where
of
they from?
Take care of
them. You said you got two people in the trunk. Where they from? They both from Normandy. All right, keep going.
I want to get some hip-hop talk.
Take care of that, buddy.
I want to get some hip-hop talk, man.
What up?
So let's go back, man. So some people may not know y'all's story about how y'all came up. Let's go back. I remember when I was in high school when Gimme What You Got came out.
Mm-hmm.
And like that was like, I would say before that it would be probably Silk Smooth. Bitch with a good rap or whatever. I would say where it was like,
word.
Yo, it's bubbling. Yeah. Like, yo, my city is like really put on.
Yep.
But Gimme What You Got was big off the top. It was like, yo, like, and it was like a real plan. So I went to Kansas City. They playing it when I'm in tournaments and stuff. I'm like, yo, they, them cats from the crib.
And cats from U City. That's what you're supposed to say.
But, yeah.
So
nah, but, nah, but, No, but that's
when he got company. He sure.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. You always want to stun on me.
Now when we leave, you gonna be trying to sit on the porch with him.
Oh, see, and then I'll tell you right away. No, first and foremost, if you know anything about me, you don't know where I'm from.
There you go.
That's it.
No, I appreciate it.
But no, you're right, man. That was a whole different thing when that came out.
But why'd you hear it up there? That's the part that everybody has to understand. Like, we understood what 3 hours away meant.
In the next city.
Yeah. We drove. We're on Lincoln Home. I was going to Lincoln Home come when I was a player. You think I ain't going when I got a rap? Mm-hmm. Like, y'all ain't getting out. So you trying to be the best on page. You trying to be the best in the world. Yeah. Best in our own life. And it's different for us, man. We got something that nobody else had. We got 5 stars in one group. Human stars, though.
Yeah.
Not individually rapped. Individually rapped.
From you know what I'm saying? From sports to clubs, we got an all-star team. And we bring our own weight, and it accumulated. If you go to something right now, if you go to like a independent show right now, it'd be 20 artists. You waiting for some more people? That's what it'd be.
Yeah.
20 artists. Ain't none of them got 10 people to come with them. Ain't none of them. Their mamas ain't coming no more. Our mama came. My sister came. Your girl don't like your shit. You ain't even shit.
Yeah, that's real.
Right.
If your girl don't want to show, you know what I'm saying? Like, ain't no dudes, they get off stage, they go home. So you ain't, you know what your competition like. You don't know what it is. You don't know what you're doing wrong. You ain't trying to politic with nobody. Everybody got their own mission. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
they got their own mission. You know what I'm saying? St. Louis is real weird. Mm-hmm. But it's like, even like, for real, things could go different if you just not use the, let's say, a lot of people in St. Louis use... Let's see if you get this. They was waiting on Ralph Tresvant, but they overlooked Michael Bivins.
Okay.
Well, we have a whole...
we have a Ralph Tresvant theory. I'm glad that you said that, too. You just went in our alley. So
as far as signing artists or doing something with the artists, they was looking for Ralph Tresvant. Our city was looking for Ralph Tresvant. Looking for Ralph Tresvant and overlooked Michael Bivins.
Which is the person that's making moves in the background.
Yeah. Mike saw how they was getting hustled, and Mike said, I'm gonna do a little hustling on my own. I'm not gonna get cut out of the business completely. That's the the thing is, like, when we went away, you bring up Gimme What You Got.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I played that for people from other places that might not have known.
Yep.
They found out about, you know, what y'all were doing after y'all already had blown up and Country Grammar was out and all of that. But you played Gimme What You Got, and they like, yo, that's Nelly? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it's a completely different sound. But what y'all was tripping off of was how many different voices these cats was bringing that you might not have even known at the time, because they wasn't used to hearing that type of
The first time you heard Nelly rap like that was when y'all heard him rap like that. Was Country Grammar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, he didn't rap like that on Give What You Got.
It wasn't no practice for that. It wasn't like.
So what was the first moment, yo? You was like, yo, like we there. Like, what was it like the moment you like, yo, like. Yo, like, this for real finna be, like, something.
Crazy. We about to go platinum.
Yeah. I didn't even platinum. I'm just someone like, because now we look at platinum, like, I'm just more like, yo, like.
You talking
like,
about that.
I'm really, wow, like, wow, I'm like, wow, like, yo, for real?
That mall girl scream moment.
Yeah, exactly. Mm.
Oh, it's different levels of it, man.
You know how you
sometimes mental and it ain't financial.
Yeah.
Then well, sometimes no, it's financial. Mental is
sometimes it's financial, and you know what I'm saying? It's a big difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can know because you gave your granny $40,000. You can know. You know what I'm saying?
What's
you
can know
because you're on Jay Leno. You can know because you in.
Well, which one of them
in New York? Actually, the call from Cuda. Is probably, we called him up, met him Saturday. We got home Monday. He was on Ask Machine. He had us in New Jersey that Saturday.
Wow.
Damn.
Wow.
And that's when you know, like, though, this is like something for real.
Yeah.
Mentally, were you like, yo.
Yeah, because he was like, I don't like J.E. beats. Come and do some hip hop, try to rap on some other beats.
Mm.
Damn. Because y'all got the connection through Cardan, right? Mm-hmm. To Cuda, right? I thought it was through Cardan.
No.
See, how'd y'all meet Cuda then?
We anteed up money to buy T-Love a Armani suit so he can go to Jermaine Dupri party.
Whoa, hold on. Go into this story then. Hmm? You got to tell this story now then. This is a great story. Go ahead with this then now.
I'm sending you an invoice.
Be sure to put only his name on it. You said it.
Okay, I got you.
You said it.
I got
you. You got your own book, right. Just kind of paraphrasing.
Yeah.
In Cancun, we met Big Trail because we was hustlers. Big Trail met T-Love's wife's sister, but we didn't know that. Me and Nelly come home from playing softball, come in the basement, and Trail, we see Trail every day in Cancun. You hustlers, B. You some hustling cats, B. We selling, I'm selling Moe and Nelly selling T-shirts. And we're selling weed. Anyway. So we go in our basement and see Trail. Trail actually put me on. I knew Crown Apple was a win because Big Trail said that day, Big Trail said, try this Hennessy and apple juice. The same day I met Trail. Trail was in the basement listening to our music, but didn't know it was us. Right? He didn't know because Love didn't know he met us.
Yeah.
He just playing music like that. He's my artist. Da, 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 da. Me and Nelly come on the bus from Fairground Park, come down the basement, boo, boo, and see Trail. Like, dang, that's dude from Harlem.
Yeah.
That was with Jim, I mean, was it Mace? And
yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Well, Harlem was,
and he was like, that's y'all. I already know y'all some hustlers. I've been calling y'all hustlers all week. And that's y'all. I'm going to get y'all a deal, B. So he had a plug on Jermaine Dupri Party because he was going with his artist he was with. And then Big Bob.
Is it when he had Harlem World and all that crew?
This was when Mace just signed Harlem World to Jermaine Dupri.
So why is the Cardan situation always tied to y'all then?
Because Cardan was tied to Cuda.
Okay.
And when we was recording, Cardan was always with us. Cardan and Sugar J was always with us.
Okay.
So it just always feel like that. But we met Trail. We dropped Love off at the party.
Good luck.
You know what I'm saying? Like shit going there. He said he said, come and get me a 12. We said, all right, we there at 11:30. We like he ain't
$1,000 Armani suit and $15 for food.
Right.
he got one drink he can get.
He forgot his socks. He ain't buy no socks. That's how
so he barefoot.
We couldn't even buy Armani suits in St. Louis then, for real, like that.
Yeah.
We bought it in Lenox. Like we bought it there. So right. We forgot the part that needed. But it's cool. so we outside playing, like, man, he in there. What if we get signed? What if they playing our music? What is going on? We looking in the window, and it's like it's deep because like how Black Eyed White Ball was.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's what it was.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it was a dress up.
It was all tuxedos. Just walking by, I'm talking about Manute Bol and Elton John's, and like we like, damn, we looking through the mirror, through the glass. Wow. We outside parking lot pimping. Slow went down and said, I think I'll see if we on the list. He went all the way down. It was a nice little walk. He went down there. We on the list. We like. Man, we had to say for real about 12 times. It got to the point we said, if we ain't, we beating you up. Like, it got to that. Like,
because we ain't walking all the way down.
No, we fighting.
We playing ourselves.
No, we fighting. We fighting. He was like, it is. So we knew it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to fight for real. But we went for the last half an hour of the party. Crystal, Fountains, and all this. And Love, like,
and yeah. This is 99, right?
I guess. I ain't with that. I ain't with the numbers. But then, anyway, so Love tried to get with JD. But we was a group. We was going as a group. So when we was going as a group, Jermaine Dupri already had just signed Harlem World, and Mace already had Harlem World. So mm-hmm. both of them was like a dud. Cuda took it, the CD. And then Nelly came, then we changed the song. No, we didn't change the song. We changed Country Grammar into Nelly's song. Nelly did the song by itself.
Because there was two versions of Country Grammar, right? Like there was an earlier one?
I mean, it was one that we all did.
Okay. Okay,
that's what we all did, and now you just start playing with it. Like that's how it was a joke, basically.
Is there a Country Grammar version with everybody on it that's sitting out there in the atmosphere?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a whole.
It's same words though.
There's a whole CD though. That's like, correct me if I'm wrong. There's a whole like the CD of like a compilation because they were selling it at Street Side. And I remember picking that up.
Yeah, but it wasn't Country Grammar on there.
Country Grammar wasn't on there.
That's what Give Me What You Got on there and everything.
That was Give Me What You Got.
Give Me What You Got, Sticky Now and all that.
Yeah, all of that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So when we went to Jersey, he said, do a song. We was there to do a song. We did three.
What songs did y'all do?
Icy. We did, I can't remember. We did three songs though fast. That Work Ethic came in.
Yeah.
Mm. Pop, pop, pop. Y'all just like, we got it with a boom.
Yeah, he booked time like he's supposed to do a song tonight. Like, we're doing three of these, bro. Did three of them. Came back, he was like, I want to sign y'all to a publishing deal. Give me 6 months. And he did it. But the deal was, I'm telling you right now, He said, we got a month to record the album. I said, we're going to be done that shit. I'm like, we're going to be done in 2 days. And I heard him say, yeah, but it has to be right. I'm like, and I heard him. I feel like nobody else heard him. You know, I heard him. Like, what was that clean shit? Like, saying, we ain't, you know what I'm saying? Right. I felt different. But, you know, you weren't trying. I don't know if you tried to or not, but I just took it different. But we finished the album. We was done so fast that they had us taking breaks. Like, we was done in 2 weeks for real. But you can't give us 2 months saying we finna go record an album and we got our own producer that y'all try to force out.
We can get this done like this.
We got J.E. We got a house producer. You ain't gonna win. Y'all gonna win? Y'all ain't gonna win. We knock them down. We were doing 2 songs a day.
Oh, shit.
So by time, this is what did it. Keep it 100 with you. So it's a meeting you're supposed to go to show the whole department your music. Everybody in the department. It's a
big, said Universal, 50, right?
50 seat table, right? Overseas, everybody there marketing, every department there. It's a big old wall full of electronics. Everybody just looking at you crazy. But you go in there. So we supposed to take the meeting a month and a half from now, but we was done so quick that he got us a meeting in that day.
Right.
Early, right? So we played. They had us sitting in like a little corner, and it's 5 of us in this corner like this. You know what I'm saying? We 21, 20, you know what I'm saying? We in the corner, like, we supposed to play the music and everybody's supposed to listen to it. We turned up in that mud.
Let's give it to him.
What? Lunatics came to steal the show. Call the cops. I see a robbery in progress. Lunatics about. We just got the weaving in and all each other in that little corner. We slow down and jumped on the table. Boo, we got the doing all this. They just like, oh, we got them colors on. And after we done with that, we did Ride With Me, Lunatics Came to the Show, and Country Grammar. And now we did EI. Now we did EI, Country Grammar, and we ain't getting Ride With Me. Ride With Me is what they wanted to run with in the life. We ain't want to even.
Oh, so they wanted to make Ride With Me the first single? Like, yeah. They knew that was a hit off the top.
They knew it was overseas. They knew it was a big hit. But
and that y'all felt, but that would have pigeonholed y'all if y'all that came over there first.
Right.
Yeah, you messing up our long term. All they care about is money.
Yeah, but the long term would have messed you up.
But then you come back and see the release. You come back and see the situation in St. Louis and see how people reacting to us. That's what helped.
I mean, I feel like that. Because it was Country Grammar, then EI was the first two releases off that album. I mean, it's like that hit the whole world over the head. Mm-hmm. Like they didn't know what to do after that. Like, like everything that happened after that just changed.
It changed everything.
It changed the whole way that like stuff worked around here after that. Like it changed the way that people. The thing that I always
the city.
The thing I always give people credit about that. See, I was at U City when that album came out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like it changed the trajectory. Like we talk about doing scholarships here for like trades and things like that. It changed what people were trying to do themselves. Murph was playing on the squad.
Yeah, he just came out.
He just graduated when we got signed.
Murph was playing on varsity when I first got there.
Yeah,
you know, cause he had something insane, like 40 stolen bases, like his senior year. Like it was something stupid. Like, it was like we stole that many bases, like my senior year, like in whole. Like
the whole team.
It was something stupid.
Crazy.
Yeah, but like so, like that whole thing came out, and like it changed people's minds in St. Louis about what they could do. Like that's
and
transformative.
Parents are important.
Okay,
it changed parents' minds.
Yeah. Because you saw it as a reality. They didn't just see it as a thing. It's like, no, these dudes
your kid right now say he want to do beats, you're going to go buy a machine.
Because you can see it, that is.
Yeah, you're not going to tell them, boy, you better go to college like they were telling us.
The possibility.
It changes. That's why hip-hop is grown now. This is the first time hip-hop has a grandfather and a kid in the car and they both could turn up on the same song. We always listen to Temptations. We all listen to our parents' songs. We the first generation. This is the first time that it's that. That's why artists can have a longer span. That's why they last until 45s and 50s, because it's a wider span of it now. We don't know it. We can't see it, but it's a different feel. Like, when you say you can do something, somebody will get you something. Like, dang, here, take this.
Do this.
I parents tell them, go work at McDonald's. Like, finish school and go to McDonald's. Like, that's not going to do nothing. But, okay, if you want me to go to McDonald's, I'm going to be in McDonald's telling them that I'm going to be the biggest store. I'm in McDonald's playing my music. That's right. The difference. Like, marketing, bro. Like, I got my flyers on me, bro. I ain't got nobody. People, I'm passing by. I'm finna go to all down Olive, knock on doors, putting up posters, go and look at the back of my car. I got all my shit. I ain't playing.
Yeah, he definitely hands on.
I'm not playing. Somebody bought 2 tickets. I met him right now. Pull up on him.
He's a hustler.
What's up?
Keep walking over. Pull up and get your tickets.
I'm not playing with you.
What?
He's been riding me all day. He's like, where you going now? I'm like, I don't know. I said, we just came from here. Hey, he called back. What's up?
Some more.
Let's get it. Like, I ain't for play, man. That's what
he
I'm saying.
Not playing.
So when I tell somebody to do something, when I ask somebody to do something, I know what needs to be done. Because I did it. A lot of people say imaginary shit. Like, I want you to cover 20 grams, and you ain't never did it. So
I'm doing stuff. I just realized we got something else to do. What we got to
do? Where we going? Oh, we got. Yeah, we do. But that's what's up, man. It's all about. It's not. And a lot of times because of our aura we have with U City, people think it's only U City. It's not about U City. You know what I'm saying? It's about kids.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, because y'all wouldn't be the same lunatics. Y'all would have been the U City Tinks or something like that. Like, if y'all wasn't
right.
about
yeah,
the
but
city.
We, yeah, well. Right. But we, yeah. Right.
Exactly. Now,
yeah. And for real, like, the first time around, we did want everybody to understand what St. Louis was. But the second time around is definitely about what U City is.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep it straight.
So, like, so why?
So I have to do it physically, too.
So this is one of my questions, though. So I was, when Country Grammar came out, I was a radio DJ my freshman year in college. And the original CD I got was Hot Shit. And it wasn't Country Grammar at first. They just sent Hot Shit. And I was like, yo, I guess it'd be marketing-wise, that's why I changed the Country Grammar. But, like, literally the first thing, like, I still got the CD that said Hot Shit, Nelly, Hot Shit. I was like, yo, this dude from the crib. And people was like, you know, St. Louis niggas. I'm at school, like, oh, St. Louis niggas ain't doing nothing.
Nobody and I would ever met anybody from St. Louis except for you.
That's not true. That's not true.
You was the first brother
in St. Louis. A lot of people that's running for police or in program.
I just want to say, that's fair. I met a gang of people that was
I didn't know that. I figured they just kept going to Michigan.
No, they was like, oh, man, you're from St. Louis. I'm off Euclid.
That's why so many people from St. Louis that live in Detroit. And that's why Detroit is Detroit, because we've been leaving from here from the 30s to get up there away from them.
Detroit people moved to St. Louis now, too, though.
It goes both ways. It's deep in my family. We have family in Detroit that just never came back.
Right.
So why do we never get a Kiwan solo album? That's my next question, man.
Because Kiwan understand what it takes after you do your music.
Mm.
And you got to want to do that. When it's my time, it's my time. I'm a person that want to do something with your music after you make it. How do you sell the dope? Everybody can't go for a fast break, bro.
Mm.
Everybody can't. It's hard for y'all. Who going to drop back on D? Who going to cover this ground? That's why I grew up with Voltron. You know what I'm saying? I know my own thing, but when I get my situation, I promise you, I got some words for you.
You understand, but right now,
I got to know what my strong point is to make shit happen. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, that's some real.
And then know the other person's strong. Ain't nobody better than Murph. So why play with myself? I ain't even play myself. If you got an idea better than me, I'm working with you. Right now, I can have the biggest. I come to a meeting to ask you to do something for me. And I'll come in right now. And you will say something. And I'll be like, I'm going to help you. I got something I want to do too, but I'm going to help you.
Definitely.
Because you're further in yours, and yours sound a little better than mine. Or let me add what I was going to do to yours. It's not about who do it. Let's get it done. Let's get the equal sign done. Then we'll figure out where we're going to play from that, because I'm going to win. Like, I know I'm going to win every time. Even if you feel like I lost, I won.
Oh, that's real, man.
People think Soul Plane lost.
But it's got a lot of stars they made out of that movie.
It's known. It's a known quantity, though.
The person put the money is happy.
They thought Meet the Blacks was...
It's the money. People put the money. It's a profit margin movie. Mm-hmm. Ain't no black movies that don't make money. It's profit margin, man. It's about profit margin. That's what life is about.
Because they're getting a low budget amount for doing it.
I'm just saying, you get to sell it to other stations. You get to license it out. You get to do all these things. You looking at first week. You're not looking... Ain't nobody asked what he paid for it.
Why the Ticks never tried to do like a little baller block? And so I always thought about like
because for
you
real,
know what, you know what I mean? No, like a St. Louis like baller block.
No,
you know?
It's cool. It's cool.
I'm
but
about it for just St. Louis. I was always like, man, let's get what hood movie though. Let me get shot though in the convenience store.
Just the attitude of when you say little.
Mm. Y'all weren't looking little. Y'all wanted to be on that big scale like that.
Nah.
I'm always looking from the bottom. Listen. But true. But it takes more
been
people,
ready.
You know what I'm saying? I'm ready. I write movies. I got 45. I'm nuts. It's over.
We rolled on tour, me and him in separate bus, separate screenwriters, separate.
Was you on the yellow bus and he was on the nice bus?
No, like, I'm talking about the tour.
Was you on the school bus and they had to give you a duffel bag?
No, he was picturing that New Edition movie when Bobby Brown hopped off that bus and ran up on that dude's porch.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, like, yo.
Not that one, no. I'm talking about the Highland Here tour. I emceed that tour. And he was definitely, while we was out on the road and everything, and at one point he had Lil Duval come out and all type of stuff. He's way ahead and visionary and all that. But a lot of times, I think right now is the perfect time for an executive mind, an executive personality, and not caught up on a lot of things have been released from life, relationships. So many things that needs to go in order for you to rise. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got to let go of some of this weight, and then you'll naturally see the bloom. And that's what homie, but that's what I'm saying.
Hey, that's the perfect way, I think, man, to remind folks this Saturday.
Yeah.
University City High School in University City, Missouri.
Rise to the occasion.
Yo, you see me. You can't make excuses, man. Well, scholarship drive.
Keewon, I'd be remiss, though, if I don't ask you this question.
Well,
no,
you're cutting into the promo,
no,
bro.
No, this isn't a promo, but I got to put it out there and let them think about it while you're doing this promo. Because I know our listeners be like, you got to come up with your top five MCs.
Oh. Okay, that's
yeah. Cool. So they I do, want him to do. Think about they that as you
MCs
doing
or what is
it? Your top five MCs? I already know. I already see the cats in the chat thing. You ain't ask no dude what
that's
your
fair.
Top five
that's
MCs
fair.
Was.
I'm sorry.
So I'm putting them ahead of time.
I hate this question. But go ahead.
I know it is.
Now,
but
go
the,
ahead.
These cats.
Let it settle in.
I did it to your brother too, though. He's like, what's up with the top five MCs?
It's cool.
I'm
here
to
move to Dallas.
Move to Dallas.
I'm here to move to Dallas.
Go ahead.
I'll do the promo at the end of the show. So if you're going to get your MCs, get your MCs.
No, I was, no, you do more.
You want
promo.
My top five?
No, do more
MCs?
Promo. No, we know you.
Dylan.
No, we know you. Finish. Do some more promo before he can think about his top five.
I bet. So before we get to that point, maybe that point, this Saturday night at U City High School, man, you see me, can't make excuses. It's going to be taking place in the auditorium there. We're going to have Keewon. We're going to have Murphy Lee. We're going to have Darius Bradford. We're going to have Dirty Muggs. We're going to have DJ Corleone,
we're
going to have everybody in the building. This is $25. Like, listen, man, you can't beat this. Like, this is what you would pay to see one person do their thing. We doing it for 4 hours there. And the whole thing is about giving back to the youth, giving back to the kids, creating opportunities with our dollar as opposed to just our words. So, yo, we're going to have the information for you here on the screen. We're going to definitely have this. You can go to my Instagram at Chief C Fan. You'll be able to see it on all of our social media, how you can give to this every way possible. Cash App. U City Avenue, PayPal, ucityavenue@gmail.com. You can even send a check to the UCHSAA at 8136 Groby Road in University City. You can donate your goods and your services, ucityav@gmail.com. There's no way you can't support this one way or another. Mm-hmm. So, yo, do it. There's plenty of ways to get involved with it, man. Support our people. Support my hometown, what we need.
You see me.
All right.
These top five MCs,
all right,
man.
These
we
top
get out
five.
Of here.
Come on, Kiwizy. You got it.
We got to go. Where are we
you
going?
Go either way, you're going to overprocess.
I'm saying got to be no order, though. Just
no,
five.
No,
just how it's going to
be. Your top five.
Let me go older first. Older.
And number five.
No, it don't have to be no order.
I'm just counting down. No particular.
You want to make him count down.
I need to leave him in. We'll be here till tomorrow.
No, I'm a... I like Jay-Z.
Jay. Jigga what? Jigga
like,
who?
I like Fab.
Oh, okay.
I like Ross.
Ross. All right.
We just had that big debate last show with Ross in it. Yeah.
Tip.
Oh, okay. Mm.
And...
I'll give you one.
Go ahead. I'm picking a new person.
I'm going to give you a classic one.
Murphy Lee.
There you go. There you go.
No. Outside anybody in the Lunatics camp, though.
Man. This is five.
No,
you can just put his brother in there.
Because people will be like, you being biased. Because
he can't be biased.
He being right, though.
No, he is.
He's being righteous.
Just because I want people to understand the expansion of how much these cats know about hip hop, though, is what I'm saying.
This
is
the most particular.
That's why I asked that question for people in general.
Y'all need to turn this into a particular
podcast. The person that
yeah.
really influenced me to rap.
There we go.
Was Redman.
Mm. Ooh, Redman. There we go.
There you go. Now I get it.
And on that, as on a personal note, thank you for that verse on Let Me In Now. That did a lot of good things for me on the years coming up. As soon as I heard 2 UCity Gigolo, I turned the table over. My mama was mad as hell at me. She's like, you'll pick up all that. I was like, did you hear what he just said? Yo.
I always been talking to UCity, man. You know what I mean?
Yo, Keewon, Darius, Keewon, man. Thank you for the time.
Blue and gold, Eagles green. You hear me?
Hey, I appreciate it.
Thank you for the time. Yo. Lead them out, man.
Hey, look, thank y'all for listening. As always, hit us up, straightolc@gmail.com with your questions, comments, all that good stuff. And make sure you support their event coming up this Saturday at U City High School. Thank y'all for listening as always. Hit us up on anything. I'm Daryl Frierson.
Matt Whitener.
And we out.
I'm Key Wonderful.
Uh-oh.